As a kid, he beat out the rhythms of Armenian folk music on a copper pot. Later, he composed musical odes to Stalin and Lenin, and one catchy number that's known the world over. 100 years ago tomorrow, Aram Khachaturian was born. NPR's Tom Heisinger profiles a career that swayed with the unpredictability of the Soviet Union.
Just a few years before he died, in 1978, Aram Khachaturian was visiting the home of friends when they shoved a microphone in front of him. He told them, "I finished my ballet, Gaina, in 1942. It's nice to hear the work I wrote so long ago, widely accepted and still alive. I hope it will live on for decades to come." Well, not much of Khachaturian's music has lived on, except, of course, for that one little rambunctious piece from his ballet, Gaina. That's Khachaturian conducting his own saber dance. You heard it in cartoons. You heard it on The Ed Sullivan Show as plate spinners and acrobats performed. Even a few non-classical artists have worked up renditions of it, from big band leader Woody Herman to rock and roller Dave Edmunds. But there's more to Khachaturian than the pulsating jazz of the saber dance. Khachaturian came of age as a composer during the Stalin regime. You couldn't really call him a party apparatchik, but he was swept up in the fervor of the new socialist dream. And pianist Shahan Arzrouni, who worked with and has written about Khachaturian, says he just happened to develop into the perfect poster boy for socialist realism, the official Soviet policy for the arts.
He did absolutely everything right as far as the Soviet ideology is concerned. He used the folk material of all the republics, not only the Armenian folk material, but he would use Ukrainian or Georgian, Azerbaijani, Turkmenistani. The primary dogma as far as the Soviet ideology is concerned is to make the art relevant to the people, not art for the sake of art.
Khachaturian churned out well-crafted, party-pleasing compositions such as The Song of Stalin and Ode in Memory of Lenin, and a popular violin concerto. But in 1948, he suddenly found himself on the wrong side of the Soviet art police, officially denounced along with fellow composers Dmitri Shostakovich and Sergei Prokofiev. Khachaturian was crushed. He politely apologized, saying he had strayed from his Armenian roots. He even agreed to be sent back to Armenia to be re-educated. In 1957, 4 years after Stalin died, Khachaturian was reappointed to the Composers' Union. But by this time, all his major works were behind him, including his last big success, the ballet Spartacus, which these days you're more likely to hear at an Olympic ice skating rink than at the concert hall. For the last 50 years, Khachaturian's music has quietly resided below the radar screen of most orchestras, something conductor Marin Alsop can't quite understand.
He's a very underperformed composer, and I think somewhat underrated as well. His music has a little bit of the edginess of the 20th century sound, the dissonances coming in, but at the same time it marries this beautiful neo-romanticism and lush orchestration and the over-the-top approach. So I think it's quite relevant these days.
Marin Alsop and the Colorado Symphony recently teamed up with French pianist Jean-Yves Thibaudet to revive Khachaturian's piano concerto. It was a brilliant success in the 1930s and 40s. Just 2 years ago, Thibaudet discovered the concerto and fell in love.
The cadenza in the first movement is a riot. The end of the cadenza, just before the orchestra comes in, is like this huge round going from all the way at the bottom of the piano, all the way up in double octaves, really, really fast. And then suddenly, the conductor has to just catch you, and immediately the orchestra comes in back with the big tune of the beginning. And that's quite an effective moment, I think. I kind of felt that I should be the champion of this piece, and I've performed it in a lot of places. And most places where I've played it, last time it was performed was like in the 50s or in the 60s at the latest. And it's unbelievable that for 40, 50 years this piece hasn't been performed. I just don't understand it.
Despite Jean-Yves Thibaudet's enthusiasm, it doesn't look like we're poised for a Cacciatorian revival anytime soon. You won't find a single note of his music scheduled next season for the major orchestras in Boston, Berlin, New York, Cleveland, London, or Chicago. But there is a small ray of hope for remembering Cacciatorian this fall at Carnegie Hall. A few musicians plan to put on a belated birthday concert, coinciding with the release of a new documentary about the composer. It's 100 years since Cacciatorian's birth, and his music may be in something of a down cycle. But that doesn't worry Shahan Arzrouni too much. He's confident that, besides the saber dance, pieces like the piano concerto, the ballets, and the gorgeous violin concerto will live on.
Because it's the kind of music that makes you smile. It makes me smile. I feel good about it. It communicates. That's the most important word, I think. If music communicates, then it will survive.
For NPR News, I'm Tom Heisinger.
Different versions of the Saber Dance and samples of some of Cacciatorian's other compositions are at npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.